This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kennison and Noel Lim. It's 7:06 a.m, Monday the 13th of July, and in about 15 minutes, we're going to be speaking with Devanesan Evanson, CEO of the Minority Shareholders Watch Group, on how the pandemic has impacted the role of shareholders in holding boards accountable. But first, here's a recap of how markets closed on Friday.
Yeah, so Asian stocks fell on the back of concerns of rising COVID-19 cases, especially in the US, which could lead to more possible lockdowns. I think we talked about the cases earlier this morning. I think Florida saw 15,000 cases, one of its highest numbers. Although, for comparison, the death rates were not as high as when New York had those really high rates. In Japan, Japan markets were down 1.1% on Friday. Hong Kong was down 1.8%. Shanghai was down 2% after quite a solid week over there. Singapore was closed for polling day, and we'll talk about the results in about half an hour. And the FBM KLCI was the index that bucked the trend, regional trend at the very least, closing up 0.5%. on further gains by, guess who? The glove makers, of course.
Yes, really stretching it high, right, for them. The US markets, the concerns weren't shared by the US markets, which all closed in the green. Dow was up 1.4%, S&P 500 up 1.1%, and the NASDAQ up 0.7%.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at some of the stocks here, if on Friday, Tesla up 11%, $34 billion in shares traded. Amazon up just barely there, $17 billion in traded. Netflix up 8% that day.
So this morning, for more insight into global markets, we have on the line with us Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global, based in Canberra. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Kingsley. Now, earnings season begins next week in the US, with the Q2 expected to reflect the pandemic's full effects. Now, the market expects S&P 500 earnings to fall by 44%. But what's your outlook for corporate earnings in general this quarter?
Well, certainly, I mean, those earnings will be down and by a number of about that magnitude. But it's really hard to take a strong view on what really matters here, which is how the earnings will look like going forward from this point. I think company outlook statements are the key here, because investors will be looking to see whether or not CEOs in the United States start to give some guidance on what they think the earnings will look like in the future. Right now, it's very murky, and you've seen a lot of investors pull back from taking a strong view. And as I said, the earnings outlook in the US, previously we saw management cut guidance, and at this particular season, we'll be looking closely along with others to see whether management is going to give us a read on how they see things on the ground.
I understand that a number of companies may not provide an outlook. So do you think, I mean, what's your best guess that the market will look at, will still continue to look at 2021 earnings, or they're going to be quite affected by what's going to be coming out?
I think they're going to be quite affected by this resurgence of the pandemic within the United States, particularly for the US companies, obviously. And that may lead to a narrowing of investor confidence in which sectors they're prepared to buy, simply because there's so much uncertainty at this time and so little visibility. So, look, I think the point you make is key. Where you see companies refuse to give guidance, I don't necessarily think their share prices will fall, but investors are probably not going to step up and buy them. Whereas in those cases where management is giving a clear read on maybe a robust recovery or at least stable earnings, I think investors will be gravitating towards those stocks.
Yeah, Kingsley, if we look, we talked earlier about how US equities were closed in the green on Friday, supported by gains in banking stocks. Now, companies like JP Morgan were up 6% on Friday, Bank of America as well, it's in 6% highly traded that day. However, analysts are expecting a steep drop in profits of the financial sector. With all that in mind, are you a bull or bear on US banking?
I think you really have to look at this in terms of the horizon. We're reasonably bullish on what we rate as a, you know, an inevitable recovery in U.S. financial stocks in a situation where right now their balance sheets are pretty good. However, I have to say that in the near term, we're unlikely to see a lot of joy in owning financial stocks, notwithstanding the big rally we saw Friday. There's a lot of anticipation of this earnings season, and if there were to be a positive surprise, I think it's going to come from the banks, the major banks, that is, firms such as JP Morgan or Citigroup, being able to post strong trading revenues from their activities in financial markets and also from capital raising fees. Because as you know, I mean, there's lots of companies in the US that have had to go to the market to raise capital. So I think they're the bright points to watch out for. In other areas of financials, I think the brokerage stocks might be interesting. We've had a big surge in new retail interest in this market, and there will be some bright spots around those companies that are benefiting from retail trade.
So a number of large companies' earnings, we're going to see their reports. So in general, which companies' earnings would you be looking out for in particular?
Look, I think that where we need to see good earnings results, and I don't imagine we won't see good earnings results, but we definitely need to see good earnings results in technology stocks, simply because they have been really the standout movers to the upside. So if there's any disappointment there, I think we could see this market lose one of its big supports in terms of investor interest. However, I think, you know, stocks like Microsoft and so on will be watched as bellwethers, as will Amazon. Over with the social media plays, I think people will be particularly interested to see how Facebook is bearing up with the advertising boycott. Personally, I think they'll probably post good numbers, but we need to watch that one closely because if they disappoint there, then I think you'll see some action in the market.
And Kingsley, OPEC is said to be considering increasing oil production starting in August. Do you think? Do you consider this a firm sign that global demand might be recovering and that there might be hope for optimism?
I think in the oil patch, there certainly is some hope for optimism because the thing about oil is that, you know, you had the OPEC plus cuts, but also oil's a depleting asset. So wells naturally run down, and the shale industry in particular runs down oil wells at quite a high rate of decline for each well. They only last about 18 months to 3 years. So, look, I think it is a positive sign. What we would need to see to get more confident is a pickup in general levels of transportation, obviously motor vehicles and also shipping. We don't expect aircraft to recover soon, but that is an encouraging sign if OPEC start raising production. And certainly there's a lot of value in the oil patch right now.
Yeah, one more question here, Kingsley. China's debt-fueled equity rally is gaining fierce momentum despite the red on Friday. How fairly valued are their blue chips at present? What's your view on that?
I think in terms of the valuations, we have to remember that the Chinese market has been trading sideways pretty much since the last big boom-bust cycle of 2015. So I don't think that in general we could say that the Chinese market is overvalued. However, it is a bit unusual to be having this sort of market activity at this time when there's still so much uncertainty about whether China's export earnings will recover. You know, there's large parts of the emerging markets we're seeing now suffer greatly from COVID-19. You know, places like India, Brazil and Latin America and more generally, and now South Africa with the African subcontinent. So I think, therefore, that in our view, a lot of this seems to be driven by a combination of government support, growing margin loans and the retail investor phenomenon we've seen worldwide. So we're pretty cautious on this rally because I think it's a bit premature to be really marking up these stocks at this time. There's still too much uncertainty in the geopolitics between the US and China. Just seems to be getting worse, not quickly, but a steady decline in relations.
Thanks very much for speaking with us this morning, Kingsley. That was Kingsley Jones of Jevons Global, based in Canberra, talking to us a little bit about the China uncertainty there, as well as OPEC and US equities. And if we take a look at OPEC, I mean, the OPEC Plus alliance led by Saudi Arabia and Russia have successfully doubled crude oil prices in the past few months. Now, the group did make unprecedented output cuts recently, but as the Joint Ministerial Monitoring Committee meets on Wednesday, the key question there is how they're going to start opening the taps again as demand slowly recovers.
Yeah, so their options are to keep these, the 9.6 million barrels of daily output off the market for another month or taper the cutback to 7.7 million barrels. The challenge will be to avoid what is called a taper tantrum, much like one the Fed experienced when it tried to raise rates years ago. Obviously, the concept of raising rates at this point sounds ancient, but that was at one point what was trying to happen.
Yeah, So I think there's some things, whether OPEC is considering increasing its oil production starting in August. But, you know, to me, it's the COVID-19 situation in US. It may challenge a reopening of many parts of the economy.
So we're going to be keeping a close eye on all of this. But right now we have some messages for you. And then up next, we're going to be speaking with Devanesan Evanson, Chief Executive Officer of the Minority Shareholders Watch Group, on how minority shareholders have been impacted by COVID-19. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.